The proposal would raise about $1 billion by increasing income taxes. Governor Hickenlooper says he believes the reforms are worth it.
It's going to be very hard to pass. It will probably be very, very close. But I've always trusted, you know, if you give Coloradans the facts, the real facts, they'll come up with the right decision.
2 years ago, voters overwhelmingly struck down a tax increase for schools, but Hickenlooper says this initiative is different.
Previous efforts were, let's raise our taxes and we'll spend the money wisely. People don't like that. Every dollar is spelled out, right? We're talking about, in those communities that need it, longer school days and longer school years, we're talking about early childhood education for the kids that most need it.
But others, including John Caldera with the Conservative Independence Institute, say it would be a major tax hike for a little reform.
There's nothing here that really changes pay for performance. There's nothing that makes it easier to fire a bad teacher or to pay a good teacher more. There's nothing here that helps with tax credits or charter schools. I'd say it's time to raise expectations, not taxes.
The question will be one of the major statewide issues facing voters in November. The other will be taxing the sale of recreational marijuana. I'm Benta Berkland.